Early voting tallies, 38 million total. GOP lead Democrats by 1% nationwide. By John Nolte on November 6, 2018. Early Republican voters are wiping the floor with Democrats in a number of states that will be key in Tuesday's midterm election. Democrats are overperforming in one vital state, and other important states are tighter than tight. As a general rule, Democrats beat the GOP in early voting and Republicans usually turn out in larger numbers for same-day voting. That makes the following numbers counterintuitive. But this does not necessarily mean, as I will explain below, that there is a red wave crushing a blue wave. As of November 5, the last day of early voting, a company called Target Smart gives the GOP the edge in overall early voting. Throughout the country, 38.4 million people have voted early. 16.4 million of them are registered Republicans, 16.2 million are registered Democrats, and 3 million are unaffiliated. Basically, 42% of early votes came from Republicans, 41% from Democrats, and 17% from other. Here are the latest state numbers, a percentage breakdown of early voters by political party in the states everyone has their eyes on. Arizona. 41% R, plus 7. 34% D. Though still behind, Democrats are doing 4 net points better compared to 2014. Florida. 40% R. 41% D, plus 1. Democrats are doing 2 net points better compared to 2014. Indiana. 56% R, plus 21. 35% D. Democrats have improved by 7 net points over 2014. Montana. 47% R, plus 18. 29% D. Democrats are doing 3 net points better compared to 2014. Nevada. 38% R. 42% D, plus 4. Democrats are doing 9 net points better compared to 2014. Tennessee. 63% R, plus 34. 29% D. Republicans are doing 8 net points better compared to 2014. Texas. 53% R, plus 14. 39% D. Democrats are doing 5 net points better compared to 2014. West Virginia. 54% R, plus 21. 33% D. Republicans are doing a single net point better compared to 2014. Wisconsin. 43% R, plus 6. 37% D. Democrats are doing 3 net points better compared to 2014. Some of the above data is a couple of days behind, but it is the most recent. What's more, 2014 was a huge year for Republicans where the GOP picked up 9 Senate seats, 13 House seats, and 2 governorships, meaning there is some margin for Republicans to slip and still hold on. But there are a few things we do not know. 1. Who these early voters are voting for, i.e., a registered Republican could be voting for a Democrat. There is just no way to know. 2. Which way are unaffiliated voters moving? 3. Are these additional voters or are they people who voted early who will not be voting on election day? Nevertheless, hard numbers are always more useful than the polls, which have become unreliable, corrupted, and erratic. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.